नारायणं नमस्कृता नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् वेदे रामाणि चैव अधेयन्ते च भारता मुखं करोति वाचालां पङ्गुलिङ्गयेते गिरं यत्कृपादहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणे नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी. दिस इज इन ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. श्रीमद् भागवतम पुराणं अमलं यद् वैष्णव प्रियं यस्य परमहंसायकं अमलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते यत्राज्ञान वैराग्य भगति सहितं निष्कामाविष्कृतं तच्च शुनवं सुपतं समचर परो भक्ति विमोच नराम. My humble obeisances to all the senior Vaishnavas, senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled devotees here. Please bless me so that we all can do kirtan for the pleasure of Shri Radha Samsundar. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, verse number 27.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sokaharsha Bhayadvesha. Lobha moha madanvitaha mitho ghanantam na pashyanti. Bhavatir bhavam prithak drisha. Shoka, lamentation. Harsha, jubilation. Bhaya, fear. Dvesha, envy. Lobha, greed. Moha, illusion. Mada, madness. Anvita, endowed with. Mitha, one another. Ghanantam, engage in killing. Na pashyanti, do not see. Bhave, because of such differentiation. Bhavam, the situation in relation to the Supreme Lord. Prithak drishaha, persons who see everything as separate from the control of the Lord. Translation purported by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Persons with a vision of differentiation are imbued with material qualities, lamentation, jubilation,
fear, envy, greed, illusion, and madness. They are influenced by the immediate cause which they are busy counteracting because they have no knowledge of the remote supreme cause, the personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Kesava Prabhupada. Krishna is the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. But one who has no connection with Krishna is disturbed by immediate causes and cannot restrain his vision of separation or differences. When an expert physician treats a patient, he tries to find out the original cause of the disease and is not diverted by the symptoms of the original cause. Similarly, a devotee is never disturbed by reverses in life. Tatte anukampam sumiksha samaha. Bhagavatam 10.14.8. A devotee understands that when he is in distress, this is due to his own past misdeeds, which are now occurring reactions. Although, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these are only very slight. Karmam nirdhata kintucha bhakti bhajam. When a devotee under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to suffer because of results in his past deeds, he passes through only a little misery by the grace of the Lord. Although the disease of a devotee is due to mistakes committed sometimes in the past, he agrees to suffer and tolerate such miseries, and he depends fully on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he is never affected by material condition of lamentation, jubilation, fear, and so on. A devotee never sees anything to be unconnected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Madhavacharya, quoting from Bhavishya Purana, says, Bhagavad Darshanat Yasya Virodah Darshanam Prithak Prithak Drashti Sa Vigneya Natu Sadbheda Darshana. This ends the purport. Om Ajnanam Timurandhasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshur Nimilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutpat Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnam Cha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivan Savadetam Savadutam Parjina Sahitam Shri Krishna Chatanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Shri Lalita Vishaka Vitam Cha. हे कृष्णा कर्ण सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधकांता नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गोरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुत देवी प्रणामिमि हरि प्रिये वंचकल्पत्रुभ्याचा कृपा सिंधु व्याविचा पतितनाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So in today's verse, Srila Prabhupada is describing the difference between the position of a devotee and a non-devotee during the reversals in life. Or in other words, the difference in the state of consciousness of a devotee and a non-devotee during the difficult times. This is the message in today's purport. So as mentioned in today's purport by Srila Prabhupada, a devotee of the Lord, he completely depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he completely depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he is being guided from within. He is in knowledge. And this knowledge facilitates the cultivation of qualities which are mentioned here, like tolerance, going through reverses very submissively, very humbly. So in terms of qualities of a devotee, Lord Shri Krishna spoke about it in Bhagavad Gita as well. There are many verses exhibiting the qualities of a pure devotee of the Lord. So as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Advesta sarvabhutanam maitre karuna evacha nirmamo nirankara samadukha sukha shami santushta satatam yogi yatatma dhir nishchaya mai arpita mano buddhi sema bhakta semad bhakta me priya. The most important quality of a devotee in these two verses is mai mano buddhi arpita, and that is what Prabhupada is making point in the purport today. The devotee declares his complete dependence upon the Lord. That is mai mano buddhi arpita. Mano buddhi means the one whose mind and intelligence is fixed onto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So as we all know, there are different levels of surrendership also. Surrendership at a body level, at a mind level, at an intelligence level, at a false ego level. So here Krishna is saying, mai mano buddhi arpita. And because a devotee has this quality, he can tolerate the reversals very easily in his life. Because a devotee of the Lord, he sees Krishna's hand in every situation. He doesn't see anything separate from Krishna. He doesn't execute devotional services with a separated mentality. He is always in harmony with Guru and Krishna. And that is why what Prabhupada is making a very important point here. Immediate cause and the remote cause. So what is the meaning of it? This is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Maharaj also in his commentary, where he is saying, it is very difficult for a non-devotee to understand how Krishna arranges through living other living entities or through other powerful means to kill other living entities. They cannot understand it. They cannot comprehend it. Because they have a separated mentality, separated vision. Whereas a devotee of the Lord, he understands and he has the realization of five-factor formula of accomplishment of any action in this creation. This is also spoken by Lord Shri Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. So what are those five factors which are the causes of completion of any activity in this world? Those who have studied Bhagavad Gita nicely, the first one, Adhishtana. Jai Shri Radha Sam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gornitai Ki Jai. So the first factor is Adhishtana. That is the place. Second is Karanam. Third is Cheshta. Fourth is instruments. And the fifth one, which is the most important one, that is Devam. Devam means the sanctioning of the Super Soul.
No activity can be completed unless and until it is sanctioned by the super soul. Devam. Fifth most important factor. So devotee has this realization. And because he has this realization, he completely depends upon the Lord. Tatte anukampam bhunjanam evatma kritam vipakam. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. Whereas when you talk about a non-devotee, what are his qualities? Dambo darpa abhimanam cha. Then, krodha paurusham eva cha. Then, ajnanam cha abhijhatasya asuri sampada kaunteya. This is asuri sampada. The most important one here is ajnanam, ignorance. Because he has turned his face away from Krishna, he is in ignorance. And as a result of that, he has all these qualities which are described here in today's translation, where Prabhupada is talking about shoka, moha, fear, all these qualities. This is a result of ajnanam, ignorance. So, in this entire chapter, we have been reading about Krishna's austerity, Krishna's atrocities on Devaki Mata. Why was he being so atrocious towards her own sister? What was the root cause of that? As mentioned in one of the qualities described here in the translation, fear. Kansa was fearful. Very fearful. And what is the root cause of fearfulness in our conditioned life? What is the root cause of that? This is explained by Acharyas. As long as we misidentify ourselves with asat, we are fearful. As long as we have asat desires, we are fearful. Asat, you all understand, temporary, material. Sat means opposite of that, eternal, truth. So conditioned soul is always taking shelter of asat. That is why he is fearful. Whereas a devotee of the Lord, he is always taking shelter of sat. That is why he is fearless. So which are sat in this creation? Or sat vastu? Hari Guru Vaishnava. Hari Guru Vaishnava. And the most important person in our spiritual life is our spiritual master. Our spiritual master is a Sadguru. So who is a Sadguru? The one who is connected with supreme truth. The one who is connected with ultimate truth. That is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So Sadguru is connected with Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So he is fearless. And what he is doing? He is giving sadvastu to his disciple. What is that sadvastu? Devotional services. So Sadguru is always engaged in Krishna's seva, Krishna's service, and he is engaging all his disciples in Krishna's service. That is a symptom of a Sadguru. And in this age of Kali Yuga, he is performing his duty wonderfully in relationship to Naam Prabhu. So this is wonderfully depicted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Sanatana Goswami Maharaj is speaking to Thakur Haridas. So just to give you the background of this, one time Sanatana Goswami Maharaj, he visited Jagannath Puri and he was staying with Thakur Haridas. So, while coming to Jagannath Puri, he was passing through the forest of Jharkhanda and he drank some contaminated water, and as a result of that, he developed some disease, skin disease. So his entire body was oozing out of pus, you know, pusses.
So when he met Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu lovingly embraced him.
So Sanatana Goswami Maharaj internally felt very bad. Why?
I'm so fallen, I'm contaminated, my body is contaminated. Still, my dear Lord, he's embracing me. So he decided to commit suicide on the Rath Yatra day. I'll commit suicide. I have no right to live.
Mahaprabhu, being a super soul in the heart of all of us, he knew everything. So he came to the heart of Thakur Vidas and he told him, "Hey Sanatan, this body belongs to me, not to you. So get rid of this idea of committing suicide." And that time Thakur Vidas told Sanatan Goswami Maharaj, "Sanatan, you are so fortunate." And in response to this, Sanatan Goswami Maharaj spoke to Thakur Haridas as follows. So he said, "Achara prachara kare, kare duhi karya, tumi sarva guru tumi, jagatera arya. Achara prachara kahe, na kare prachara, prachara kare na kahe, na kare achara. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." This is the definition of Sadguru, Sadvastu, given by Sanatan Goswami Maharaj. So he's saying, "Achar prachar kahe, kare dui, tumi sarva guru, tumi jagatera arya." He's saying, "Say Sanatan, hey Thakur Haridas, you are not only preaching, but you are preaching or you are teaching by your own achar also. You are chanting 3 lakh names every day and you are preaching also nicely." And there in the purport write down that this is a symptom of a genuine spiritual master. So as said by our acharyas, first achar, then prachar. Sadachar is prerequisite of preaching. First achar, then prachar. So he told him, Sanatana Goswami Maharaj told Thakur Haridas, "You are doing it wonderfully. So you are the best spiritual master of this entire creation, Sadvastu." So our spiritual master at the time of Diksha initiation, he is giving us the most important, supremely, ultimately, most precious thing, which is Sadvastu. What is that in this age of Mahaprabhu? Harinam, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, as mentioned in today's purport, a devotee, or we as a devotee, should depend on Naam Prabhu. Why? Because Mahaprabhu has invested all the potencies in Naam. Nam nam makari bahujani ja sarva saktis tatra pita niyamate smarne na kalaha et darshi tav kripa bhagavan mama api dur devam vidrashnam ihajani nanuraga. Krishna has invested all the potencies in Naam only. So we should declare our dependency on Naam, we become fearless. So what does it mean in practical terms when we say declare your dependency on Naam? That means chant with complete faith on that. The faith that Bhavananda Roy and his family had on Naam Prabhu. Vaninath Roy, Ramananda Roy. So there's one Leela and Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the sons of Bhavananda Roy was Gopinath Patnaik, and he was working as a treasurer in the government of Pratap Rudra. So one time he mishandled some of the taxes collected from the people. So King Pratap Rudra told his elder son, you please go and collect the taxes, remaining part of the taxes from Gopinath Patnaik. So now this elder son of King Pratap Rudra, he had some grudges against Gopinath. So he came to him and he told him, please give us the remaining money. This money belongs to the treasury of the government, not to you. Please give it to us. So that time Gopinath Patnaik said, right now I don't have it. But if you want it urgently right away, I have some horses in my stable house. You can take those horses. So he went to the stable house, and there the son of King Pratap Rudra, he deliberately quoted low prices. So then Gopinath Patnaik became very angry, and he put him, and the elder son of King Pratap Rudra, he put him behind the bars. Not only that, he put his entire family behind the bars. So when the devotees in Jagannath Puri came to know about it, they approached Mahaprabhu and they requested Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, please help. This family has been serving you, your mission. Please help them. So Mahaprabhu replied, what can I do? I'm a sannyasi. I don't have money. You pray to Lord Jagannath. Take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. He will help you. So by the arrangement of Mahaprabhu, who is known different from Lord Jagannath, one of the servant, Harichanda, he went to the king and he explained him the full situation. He explained him the truth. So the king ordered the release of Gopinath Patnaik and all his other brothers. So one of the messengers, he came to Mahaprabhu and he told Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, all of them have been released now. So Mahaprabhu asked a very important question which is relevant to what we are speaking. He said, so what was Vaninath was doing in the jail? So what was the response of that servant, the messenger? He said, Ehi kahe Vaninatha Nirbhelina Krishna Naam Krishna Naam Krishna Naam Avishrama Sankhya Lagi Dui Ungali Lekhe Kare Lekha Sahastra Purna Karile Kate Angare Kha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. He said, my dear Lord, Vaninath, he was chanting on his fingers. He would chant 1,000 names and then he will draw a line on his fingers. This was the faith of Vaninath on the holy name. And this is the exhibition of dependence of a devotee on the sadvastu that we are talking about, on the holy name. Completely declaring his dependence on the holy name. So, when a devotee, he takes shelter of Sadguru and he accepts sadvastu in the form of holy name and he engages in the devotion services, he becomes fearless. He becomes fearless, unlike Kansa. So as mentioned in Bhagavatam also, it is described there in first canto, if I remember it correctly, that is, Shok Moha Bhaya Apaha. When? Yam Yam Vaishunayamanayam Krishna Param Purushe Bhakti Utpadita Pumsaha Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. So when we
lend our ears to the oral reception of Srimad Bhagavatam every day, we develop a strong desire to be engaged in the devotion services. And devotion services would vanquish shok, moha, bhaya, fear, lamentation, illusion. So in Sanskrit you have word akinchana gochar, sakinchana gochar. So when a devotee is on the platform of akinchana gochar, he is fearless. So what is the precise meaning of it? Akinchana gochar means when I see an object or when a devotee sees an object, he has the understanding and knowledge that this object doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Krishna, so it should be used in the service of Krishna. And what does the Sakinchan Gochar will think? Oh, this is an object. I should use it for my sense gratification. That is Sakinchan Gochar. So he is taking shelter of Asat. And because he is taking shelter of Asat, he is fearful. Asat is temporary. Hey? Whereas a devotee, he takes shelter of Sat. So he becomes fearless. So today is also the disappearance day of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj. So we would like to take this opportunity to glorify him as well. So Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj, he appeared in the year 1520 in a village called as Kogram in Bundhwaha district in East Bengal. His father's name was Kamlakar and his mother's name was Sadanandi. And they were Brahmana family and they were physicians by profession, both of them. So right from his childhood, Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj, he was not at all interested in materialistic way of life. He was very gentle, very kind. And when he was small, he was sent to the house of his maternal grandfather. And in that village, he met his spiritual master, Narhari Sarkar. And in that village, he used to associate with the devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there, he developed strong attachment onto the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he was so renounced that he would not even look at his wife as an object of enjoyment. He used to look at his wife as mother, ma. So there is a nice episode, Leela, pastime. So Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj got married at a very young age. So what was decided was that at the right age, the girl would come and stay with Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj. So girl was living in her parents' house. So one time the parents of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj approached the spiritual master of Lochan Das Thakur, Why? Because they noticed the indifference attitude of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj towards materialistic way of life. So they told the spiritual master of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj that our son has been married now. Now we have to bring his wife to our house. So you please give him instruction that he should go and bring the wife because he was married at a very young age. So his spiritual master Narhari Sarkar said to him, "Hey, go and bring your wife." So he followed the instruction of his spiritual master. So when he went to the village, he could not find out the location of his in-law's house, because he had visited it when he was very small boy. So on the way, he met a young girl and he addressed her as Ma. Ma is mother. "Can you please tell me the direction of this house, so and so?" And this young girl, she gave him directions of the house. So when Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj reached the house, he found out that
this young girl, in fact, this young girl whom he had met on the way, was in fact his own wife. So from that day onwards, he never used to look at his own wife as an object of sense gratification. He always used to look at his wife as mother, as ma. This was the degree of renunciation of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj. Like we were talking about is sakinchan gochar, akinchan gochar. Completely akinchan gochar. So, Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj, he learned this kirtan, this style, typical style of kirtan from his spiritual master, Narhari Sarkar. And it's a typical Bengali, East Bengal type of kirtan. So, the most important gift that Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj has presented to us is Chaitanya Mangal, the transcendental, wonderful transcendental literature of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mangal. And in the invocations, just see the mood, the devotional mood of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj. He's writing down as follows. He's saying, my spiritual master, he is the proprietor of my life. Out of hope of attaining the lotus feet of my spiritual master, I have a desire to glorify Mahaprabhu, though I am not qualified to do so. And this is my only ambition. And this devotional mood, it consists of some very important ingredients that we need to have while executing devotion services in our devotional life. And what were those? As reflected in his invocation here, he's saying, my life belongs to my spiritual master. So he took complete shelter of his spiritual master, Sharanagati. And then he's saying, out of hope, of attaining the lotus feet of my spiritual master, I desire. So what does it mean? Ashanu bandhan. Rupa Goswami Maharaj also speaks about it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. A devotee should be always hopeful. Asha. Hopeful. And then, I have a desire to glorify Mahaprabhu. That reflects his strong desire and determination. And then he's saying, though I'm not qualified. What is that? This is a very important ingredient of devotional mood and devotional attitude, which is technically referred as tuchhikarana. Tuchhikarana. So what does it mean? This itself is a big topic, but in brief, tuchhikarana means akinchana gochar. That means nothing belongs to me. So when devotee takes a very humble position, understanding and realizing his tiny insignificant position with respect to the opulences of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is on the platform of tuchhikarana. And this is a very important constituent of devotional mood. So this was the mood of Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj. And then he's saying, this is my only ambition. No other desire. No other material desire. Not sakinchana gochar. Akinchana gochar. So this particular transcendental literature has a lot of pastimes. We don't have time to discuss all of them. But these pastimes are there, which are mostly focused on the leelas of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So after writing down this transcendental literature, Lochan Das Thakur Maharaj had some sort of, you can say, ill feelings, bad feelings, that he could not write down about Nityananda Prabhu. Then he wrote down a lot of songs about Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, especially about Nityananda Prabhu also. And some of the songs were favorite of our loving divine spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. Like one of the songs which was favorite of Srila Prabhupada was Parama Karuna. You must be knowing it. That song is written by Lochandas Thakur Maharaj. Parama Karuna Pahuduri Jana Nitae Ghora Chanda Parma Karuna Pahuduri Jana Nitae Ghora Chanda Savavatara Sarochirumani Kevala Ananda Kanda Savavatara Sarochirumani Kevala Ananda Kanda Baju Baju Re Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sadad Vishwas Kori Baju Baju Re Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sadad Vishwas Kori Vishya Chadiya Sirase Majiya Mukh Bolo Hari Hari Vishya Chadiya Sirase Majiya Mukh Bolo Hari Hari Dekho Dekho Re Bhai Tribhuvanna Pai Imuna Daya Laga Tha Dekho Dekho Re Bhai Tribhuvanna Pai Imuna Daya Laga Tha Pashu Pakshi Jhare Pasane Vidare Suno Jara Guna Gatha Pashu Pakshi Jare Pasane Vidare Suno Jara Guna Gatha Sansar Majiya Rohile Boriya Sipadi Rohilo Asha Sansar Majiya Rohilo Boriya Sipadi Rohilo Asha Apna Karma Bhujiya Samana Kahelo Chanadasa Apna Karma Bhujiya Samana Kahelo Chanadasa Dasa Jayu Jayu Shri Chaitanya Jayu Nityananda Jayu Shri Advaita Chanda Gaur Bhakta Vinda Jayu Jayu Shri Chaitanya Jayu Nityananda Jayu Shri Advaita Chanda Gaur Bhakta Vinda. So this was one of the favorite songs of Srila Prabhupada. So I would like to read the translation of this song by Narottam Das Thakur Maharaj. The two lords, Nitai Gorachandra, they are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is very joyful. My dear brothers, I request you that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. So this is the request of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. What is that? Just chant and dance, and at the same time, do not engage in sense gratification. Do not be sakinchana gocha. Be an akinchana gocha.
Then the next translation, my dear brothers, just try and examine this within the entire world. There is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing these stories, the stone melt. But Lochan Das regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification, since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by the movement, Krishna conscious movement.
So with this I stop here because I'm already so over time. So the message of the class is, take shelter of sadvastu and become fearless. With this I stop here. The transcendental appearance day of Lochanda, disappearance day of Lochanda, Thakur Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhavanandi. Any question? Because it's already time, so. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.